With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. What is the importance for growers in submitting their annual crop acreage reports to their local Farm Service Agency office? Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Aducino discusses how information from producer-filled crop acreage reports is part of program and policy development.
The crop acreage report, you can sort of think of it like ground truthing the other information that we have access to. We've got a lot of data from the NAS survey or census that goes out every 5 years. We've got a lot of information that's gathered from the available sources through the Economic Research Service. And this is actually producer submitted information. So in many cases, it's probably the best information we've got. And all of that together informs our policymaking at the FSA, and it's important to stress that the best information available will create the best policy possible. Without crop acreage reports, NAS census and survey data, and ERS reports, we may miss the mark in some of our policy construction and policy delivery.
And we'll be back with more Ag News right after this.
Steffes Group is conducting the Randy and Twyla Loffenberg Farm Retirement Auction in Alice, North Dakota. This live on-site auction is Thursday, June 15th. Bidding begins at 10 a.m. featuring tractors, including collectibles, combines, headers, and more. Go to steffesgroup.com for photos and a complete list of equipment for the Randy and Twyla Loffenberg live on-site auction, June 15th in Alice, North Dakota. That is steffesgroup.com.
The National Milk Producers Federation strongly opposes legislation introduced in both chambers of Congress that would increase U.S. vulnerability of infant formula supply disruptions. The bill would increase U.S. reliance on imported formula and formula inputs. It would also permanently remove tariffs and tariff rate quotas on infant formula and infant formula-based powder, resulting in lost jobs and foreign dependence. This bill puts in place new one-way street trade conditions that would harm dairy farmers, cooperatives, and processors, says Jim Mulhern, NMPF president and CEO. The organization says the bill is a misguided response to the dire shortages of infant formula that occurred last year after a temporary production crisis at a large U.S. formula manufacturing plant. The FDA says formula stocking levels are higher than those seen before last year's shortage. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.